If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration to juice. It is February the 2nd, 2024, and today's topic is control your thoughts. Happy Saturday. Yes, happy Saturday, everybody. I hope that you guys had a fabulous Friday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. We just ran a few errands, took back the rental car, things of that nature. That's pretty much the main highlights that I feel led to share. Long story short, man, your girl has woke up with a lot of things on my heart and mind. I mean, I had a crazy dream. I woke up a couple of times last night, one time around like 9 something. And then I want to say I woke up around 12:40, if I'm not mistaken. Both of those things resonated and came with some interesting verses and things of that nature. So all of that was on my heart and mind. Then my dream was on my heart and mind. And then many more things about that, you know, my marriage, all kinds of things was on my heart and mind this morning. And at some point, I didn't know if I was going to come and do the juice, partially because, why I didn't know exactly what I should talk about, again, with all the things in my heart and mind, because I got inspired in a few ways and times. But ultimately, this conversation about controlling our thoughts pretty much resonated with me. I only have a little bit of verses and things of that nature to share, but I hope it will be encouraging and inspiring to whoever listens to the sound of my voice and everything like that. So I just pretty much told y'all how I got to today's topic. So there you go. I mean, I guess, again, with everything on my heart and mind, I had to ultimately control my thoughts, right, to be able to even come and share some juice. Let's go ahead and get into these verses because, you know, I don't want to be long y'all's time, and I do got something to do in a few minutes. So anywho, James 1:13-15, it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. The desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. There's a lot there, you know, there is a lot to be said about all of those verses that I just read. But I mean, I guess it's standing out in my heart and mind because when thinking about controlling our thoughts, as you can see, each level you receive something worse, right? If you don't do the first thing, which is controlling your thoughts, then you can be lured and enticed by your own desire. That can lead to sin ultimately leads to death. And so and again, it can be death in a variety of ways. I know I talk about this a lot or whatever, but just to reiterate, you know, it doesn't have to be physical death. It could be spiritual death, emotional death, death from, again, doing whatever God's will is, things of that nature. And so, again, with all the things that was on my heart and mind this morning, I can definitely see how it's important to control our thoughts. Again, if I had to just continue to stay in my thoughts, right, and what I want and my feelings and emotions or whatever, right, then perhaps this juice would not have happened, right? Because then it did cross my mind a couple of times to just put up the post saying no juice today, you know. But I mean, I'm glad that I was able to, you know, receive from the Lord this morning something to share. Like I said, I hope that it encourages and inspires you, whoever you are, whenever you listen, right? I mean, I'm being reminded right now about my dream. And like I said, I only remember a little bit of it. And once again, I didn't write it down or anything like that. So the little bit that I feel led to share is that at some point in the dream, it's like I heard a phrase or heard someone say, "Witch of Minotaur," or something like that. Now, of course, you know, I don't know if that's what that is. I'm pretty sure I've heard the word Minotaur before, but I'm like, the Witch of Minotaur? Like, who is that? What is that? You know? So I went a little deeper this morning and looked that up. Now, Minotaur is a half bull, half man. And so it's like a mythological creature. I think Greek mythology, things of that nature. And apparently, when I looked into Witch of Minotaur, apparently, that is the Minotaur's mother, ironically. And it was the name that started with a P. And apparently, in Greek mythology, she slept with a bull, and that's what conceived the half man, half bull Minotaur. And ironically, she apparently had witch-like powers. Now, I'm not saying that there was a person in my dream that the main thing that I remember, I guess, that I feel led to share with you guys is that I don't know if I was getting a massage or what, but something along those lines was happening. And the person, a woman who I know, but I'm not going to say the name or nothing like that. The person, it seemed like they were massaging my head or something like that. But then I remember the person saying something like, "It won't work," or something like that. I guess whatever my going on in my mind was blocking whatever that person was trying to do. And then again, I don't know where when the Witch of Minotaur situation came into the picture, but that's what I remember going on in my dream. And hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, my head was all over the place this morning. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm thinking about a lot of different things going on in my life. And, you know, at some point I'm like, you know, not to be like, what can I say? Okay, so there's several people that have been on the GSL talk show, and they mentioned the idea of what they call it. Like self-harming ideation, or like maybe it's even like I can't remember exactly how they called it, but it's pretty like suicide ideation or something like that. Now, I can't say I was having all of that, you know. I'm not saying that I had that. I'm just saying that, you know, when you stay in your head, all kinds of thoughts and ideas can come into your mind, right? And as I was thinking about my situation and things of that nature, I was just kind of, it did cross my mind, like the idea of just being done with it all. Now, being done with it all, I don't know what that means. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's, it can be considered that type of ideation or what. And in regarding my situation, I don't think my situation is that deep or that bad, right? To get to that point. But who's to say that there's might be somebody listening to the sound of my voice that does have that type of mindset? You know, you may be thinking like, you know, the things I'm going through, I just want to be done with it all, right? I just want to, you know, maybe you're just curious, you know, but let me see the Lord then. If he's real, you know, then let me do this or that to myself in order to, you know, see, or who knows, like what the enemy will try to use to get to people in their hearts and their minds, right? To do his will versus the Lord's will. And so I hope you're encouraged and inspired this morning to shut all of that down. Control your thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, whoever listened to the sound of my voice, I hope and pray and I plead with you to control your thoughts. Do not let anything get you off track, make you feel like it's over and things of that nature. Because at the end of the day, again, anything that we're going through, if you really truly think about, man, you know, I've been through some bad things in my life. You can say that you've been through those things and you're still living and you're still able to, you know, look on those things today. Again, I guess my point is that trouble don't last always, you know. Whatever you went through in your past that was so bad and had you so down or whatever the case may be, you made it through it. And so I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to know that you can make it through it once again. And I believe that it starts with controlling your thoughts. Let me give you guys another verse. It's Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. This is like one of the main things we can do to take control of our thoughts. At the end of the day, like I said, if I just sat there and just continue to think and dwell on the bad things in my life, right? The things that keep me down, the things that are like, man, I don't understand this. I don't understand that. If I continue to just dwell on those things, then ultimately it's going to go that pattern that I just read to you guys. The thought conceiving sin, the sin leading to death. But if I take those thoughts captive, like the Bible tells us to do, and start to think on all those things that I just mentioned in the verse, thinking about something that's true. What is the truth about my situation? You know, what is honorable about my situation? What is just? What is pure? What is lovely? What is commendable? What is excellent? Is there anything about me, my situation, my life that is worthy of praise? If I take those thoughts captive and start to think of those things, then that should shift the atmosphere, as they say. Even me sitting here talking to you guys right now, helped me to shift the whole mindset of what I was like. It was like this cloud over me before I got started to do this juice this morning. But now I feel light. I feel life, light, and light. So I hope that this is resonating with you all this morning. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired. And I hope that my dream will be true, that whatever's trying to attack our minds right now, that the enemy can't do nothing but say, hey, it's not working. Because at the end of the day, we're going to control our hearts and minds. We're going to control our thoughts. And that is the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Ephesians 4:32. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. Forgiving. let me start it over again. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. I don't want to leave this juice without telling you guys, if you need to go deeper about any of the things I've shared with you guys this morning, go check out this article at gotquestions.org. It's called, How Can I Take Control of My Thoughts? I hope that it will encourage you and inspire you guys to just go ahead and fight the enemy and let the Lord lead and guide you in your life. And don't give up. Don't give up, friends. You are needed. You're wanted. You're special. God created you. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. And I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to be reminded of that this morning. Y'all have a great weekend. And I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Not tomorrow. Sorry. On Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye.
Hey, ladies. Are you looking for love? Not just any kind of love, a faithful love. Well, visit faithforamate.com. There you'll find an amazing course curated for Christian women just like you that's full of insightful and practical information from the Word of God. So don't delay. Visit faithforamate.com and find a husband naturally.